Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we are happy to have you again. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, it probably was raining today, and you know, a little sunshine here and there, but thank God, God is still alive. He's still alive. He's not dead. You can hear the birds. You can hear the trees, the whispering of the wind. Thank God you made it, and he loves you. Regardless of what people say or how you feel, God is still in control. He's still in control. Amen. If you'd like to be our special guest today, because we're always here reaching out to get the grassroots information, your personal testimony of things that happened to you and how you had trust God and you made your world and find your world through Christ. And we want to share, amen, for what you have you to share here with us on Blog Talk Radio. And you can call 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. And today we're talking about, are you in agreement with God? Are you in agreement with God? Now, Jesus has spoken, and he said in St. John 14 that, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and away ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we don't know whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father but by me. And we're speaking today, if you're in agreement with God, because if you are in agreement with God, you should not let yourself trouble about his son, Jesus Christ. You love God and you care, that God care for you and you care for him, but, you know, sometimes things come in and trouble come in, situations begin to develop, and the world, they want you to take your mind off of God. That's the whole strategy. The whole strategy is that you take your mind off of God. You take your mind off of God. You start thinking about your feelings. You begin to think about conditions around you. And you know what happened? You fall back into that old doctrine of teaching that you had learned in the beginning of time. Amen. Before you was born, and it sunk into your mind because the world has been taught in sin that they are gods, that they are gods. In Genesis, we find here when Adam and Eve was on earth, amen, and they had to create it was a problem that arise of the human being, the humanity, enemy, amen. That the third chapter of Genesis, and he talked to Eve and began to say to Eve, for God knows, third chapter in the fifth verse, for God knows that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And if we don't be careful, we'll fall back on that in the beginning of time, in the beginning of our salvation. Amen. God had opened up our eyes through his Holy Spirit. You heard the word, and you become convicted, and you begin to realize that, oh, woe is me, woe is me. And God is alive, and he cares, but my lifestyle is not approved by him. And the things that you have learned through the Bible or through somebody testifying to you or witnessing to you that God loves you, but he doesn't like your lifestyle, and you find yourself say, woe is me, I have to stop this and walk in the way that God, through his son, Jesus Christ, have taught me to. and you find yourself, and all of a sudden, you say, oh, woe is me. My eyes become open, and I become understanding, and that's what they call conversion. Be converted. Amen. You can be convicted about your wrongdoing, about your lifestyle. You didn't know that. You didn't know that until the Holy Spirit prompt your eyes and your mind and say, oh, woe is me. And all of a sudden, amen, as time goes on and begin to walk with Christ, begin to love Christ, and you begin to look at the world situations and the world's conditions and year after year and time after time, and now you begin to wonder, oh, Lord, you know, the time I started out, will God keep his promise? Am I in agreement with him? Now I started out strong, and I was demanding, and I was, people saw me, and it was obvious, oh, his life has changed, her life has changed. But now, because of a lot of situations that arise, and you find yourself, well, I'm not sure now. I'm not sure. But Jesus said in Matthew 4 and 4, he said, but he answered and said, he's talking to the devil in the wilderness, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. See, we have a caller. If you like to talk here, we're discussing, are you still feel that you're in agreement with God? And if so, amen, you can call or just press 1, and we'd be glad to have you to respond to this subject. Because, you know, today and time, it's about wars and rumors of wars, and there are a lot of rumors now about a war, and rumors of wars, and wars are going on in other parts of the world, and sickness and disease are happening, and this is a time of sorrow, and there are so many have felt that, well, I'm going to have to go back to what I know, that what I used to live by, and I shouldn't have. I do love God to a certain extent, but, you know, I believe that God will want me to perceive in some of my old ways to provide for me, my family, to keep my head up, you know. But, you know, you have to go all the way with God. And because this race is a long race. It's not given to the swift. It's not given to the strong. Just like if you're driving a car and, you know, you're driving, you're going to go 500 miles or 600 miles, and you put your car in cruise control. You put it on cruise control. You take your feet and everything, and all you do is guide the car, and you kind of rest a little bit. You're on a road where, you know, you can put your car in cruise control, and you can set it at a speed whereby you won't have to be working your muscles on your legs and, you know, moving your seat, so you get a comfortable position and you can set it. You know, we as children of God, when you come into the family of God, those that believe now, those that believe and accept him, and we living by faith and not by sight. We living by faith mean we are trusting in his word totally, totally. God is Lord of my life, totally. And in all things we acknowledge him. Proverbs said, in all things we acknowledge him, that we don't walk in our own understanding, but in all things we acknowledge him. In all things we pray and we talk to him. And in all things we asking God peace, asking of God comfort, asking of God power, asking of him strength. I mean, you're leaning and dependent on him. You're not mixing now. You're not mixing up that old lifestyle with the new lifestyle. You know, Jesus told a parable concerning putting new wine in an old bag. You know, if you put new wine in an old bag, it's going to burst out. So when we come to accept Christ, we accept him totally, totally, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And we begin to grow in the knowledge of him, Paul speaks of, because sometimes we're not in the knowledge of things, and that's where God grace come in. God grace is sufficient. God grace. Paul said he can do all things in Christ which strengthen him. And God is able to forgive us of things we're not sure about, and we not have no knowledge of, and the Holy Spirit would come in, and he would quicken our mind and soul concerning the things that we were doing and not doing correctly. And we go to Romans. Amen. We go to Romans, the 12th chapter, and we see here, that's why we live by God's word, and we walk by God's word, and we live off his word by applying his word to whatever situation we have. And this, his word is workable, is doable. And by applying his words, and you will find peace. Romans 12 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Now, you have to, some areas, you have to stop and say, okay, all right now, this is a holiday, this is what I used to do, you know, oh, this time of the week, or this time of the day, you know, be not conformed to this world, whatever the world standards, what you know you used to do, you know, you have to stop and examine this. But the Bible says that be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. By proving, you have to go out and examine things. You have to go out and examine things, and you have to maybe see whether or not, well, it is God want me to be involved in this. By look at the rules and regulations of what this is calling for. If it's calling for you to gamble, take your own, your money from your home, your bills, your savings, and throw it out at chance. God want me to chance my salary, my income. Is not no assurance in return. Does he want me to support, you know, my faith? My faith, those that was here before me, they supported the gospel, they supported the word of God. Now, is it proper for me to support that concerning marriage, concerning investment, whatever it might be? Prove out by how you prove out by talking to those that been in the way before you, been in the way before you, because you want to make sure, you want to make sure that your walk with Christ, you are in total agreement, you're in total agreement, and you're living with Christ in total agreement. And when you begin to live and begin to walk, you have that peace of Paul said in the 4th chapter of Philippians, you have that peace which passes all understanding, because our highest work and our highest calling and our assurance is, number one, that when God opened up our eyes through his spirit, that we was condemned. We were condemned, we were lost, and the Holy Spirit opened up our minds and illuminated our understanding that we can have life and have it more abundantly, more abundantly. If you look at the sparrows, you know, the Bible speaks of the sparrows, how they fly, you know, from area, from this area, this county, this city, this parish. They go from areas, and God has instilled in them an instinct how to survive, how to survive. And he began to show them, and they're constantly moving. They are constantly moving, and they are able to get their food. They're able to get their food. Same thing applies here. The book of Matthew always speaks of it, Matthew 7:7, by seeking you'll find, knocking the door be open. Everyone seeketh findeth, and those that ask, it shall be given. So through the research, and research is powerful in the word of God, research is powerful, and God wants us to do that. And to make sure we're in agreement with him, this agreement come through knowledge, the knowledge of him, the knowledge of him. If you'd like to call in, you can call in 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. And we're talking about today and this afternoon, wherever you are, and the time that you're listening, are we in agreement with God? You know, sometimes you have agreements and you read in the fine print. Or you read down there, take your time and look at the fine print, and there are some clauses in there. You know, there's some clauses in there. And you begin to read, and you say, no, I'm not in agreement with this. I'm glad I took time and begin to watch this. I'm not sure where this comes from, so I'm going to have to ask somebody. I'm going to have to get clarification about this. So you go back, and you sit down and say, yes, all of these above, okay, but right down here at this bottom line, you know, this page in the fine print, why is it so? You know, we're willing to go in the beginning, we all agree, but now it's getting down to the end, the last part of my contract or the last closing days after the ending of so many years of the contract that I'm going to have to pay double interest, you know, on your own property or whatever you're purchasing. You know, God is not like that. Once you start out with him, and Jesus said, I'll be with you always. He'd be with you always. In all times, in all situations, God said he'll be with you through his son, Jesus Christ. Through his son, Jesus Christ. So we, as saints of God and the family of God, I'm not sure what you're speaking of, because, sir, you don't understand my situation. Well, all I know is what the Word of God says, and I'm living on the Word of God. Because Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, St. John 14, and I'm coming back to prepare a place for you. And Jesus said in the book of the Gospel according to Revelation, in the book of Revelation, John writes, in the first chapter, he was saying, I'm Alpha and Omega. So God was with us before we was born. He knew all of us. Way back, let's go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Because when the Pharisees approached Jesus, when he was teaching, he said, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Oh, it brought an uproar. Oh, we got him now. We got him now. This man is speaking blasphemy. He's calling himself a god because he was over 400 years old. He's over 400. He's trying to say he's over 400 years old or older. Before Abraham was, I am. God himself revealed himself. You know, the Bible said that the God was walking. His late word was like a walking saying, in the garden, Adam, Adam, where art thou, Adam? And the Gospel according to John said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh in the Gospel according to John, and it dwelled among us. So Jesus was with us. The Word was with us. The Word was there in the beginning of our development and our creation before the foundation of the world. He was with God. The Word was with God, and Word was God. So in the beginning of time, God was with us. Now he has manifested himself in the flesh, and he's there with us through his son Jesus. And he's making intercession for us. He's pleading for us. And Jesus said that, Gospel according to John 17th chapter, he said, Lord, all those that you gave me, I have kept. It was none lost. And all thine is mine, and all mine is thine. You know, for the world, God, you know, we are one. And all that you have given to God, he will not lose. Because what? He is his son, Jesus Christ. If you believe in God, you can believe in his son. If you believe in God, you can believe in his son. There was a man in the Bible days called Nicodemus. And he was a ruler of the Jews. And he believed in Jesus' teaching, and he saw Jesus, saw Christ. And he came to Jesus, began to talk with him. And Jesus began to explain to him about becoming totally new, all over. And Nicodemus was, you know, he was at awe. So Jesus told him, and you know, Nicodemus, you must be born again. That means all over, you know, spiritually speaking. That your spirit on the inside must become totally new. You can't hold on to anything, you know. Your spirit man got to become totally new, all over, a new start. Isn't that great? A new start. You know, women, those that get married, they take on another person's name. They have a new start. Here, Jesus told Nicodemus, you're going to have a new start. You got to have a new start in Christ. You must be born again. And, oh, my God, you're talking about some going through, you know, some biblical teaching and some theories of the gospel and the law and the scriptures. This is impossible. Jesus said, yes, with man is impossible, but not with God. So when the spirit become new, become a new person, a new start, but then you have to, what, renew the mind. Take that old software and get rid of that old hard drive, you know, out of your heart and mind, let the Holy Spirit all over again, reprogram. And he take it out and put in a new, give you a new heart, give you a soft heart, give you a compassionate heart, give you a heart for peace and love, kindness, gentleness, meekness. And he come in and begin to give you that assurance that, you know, I love you and I care for you and I'm going to be there. But because we live in a contaminated world, and sometimes, you know, when you're young in Christ and babes in Christ, and, you know, how babies are, and the mothers and the parents have to watch the child, you know, if they run out in the street or if they go in danger area, you know, they hold their arm and the child will understand and say, whoa, you know, why can't I play here? Why can't I go here? And, you know, they're young in Christ. They're young. And they're not in tune anymore to the world itself. They're more in tune to God. But, you know, they want to share. They want to be in love. So they have to be taught. So there are some babes that have walked away now and thrown it up their hands and, well, you know, I love God, but I, you know, and they left that butt in there, and they find themselves now wondering, they didn't go all the way with Christ. Yes, their spirit been renewed, but their mind, the mindset, that's where the enemy do the warfare, the mindset, because maybe not the Bible, they're not having the right Bible. Having the right teaching around them, they haven't picked the true faith believers. They're not able to find the right place, and they're troubling them. They're troubling them. Things are being confused, and that's not God. So they're finding themselves saying, "Well, the church is not what it used to be. You know, I thought I can go all the way, but I'm not sure now." The race is kind of heavy. It's kind of heavy. I want to hold on. I want to go on. But, you know, they look in their eyes and begin to turn. The enemy begin to look at it, have them look at different things and hearing certain things. And they find themselves now, so I'm not sure. I want to go on and continue to walk with Christ. I'm not sure. I'm not sure anymore. But Jesus said, you know, I'll be with you. He's not going to give up on them. God's not going to give up on you. You'll be there all the way. He's always there. That's why Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, you can believe also in me. They are the same. They are one. Conditions might have a problem. Things might arrive. And, you know, that doesn't have nothing to do with God. He owns the whole world. You know, even though you might have a car, a house, or whatever you own, and the weather begin to beat on the car, the house, your clothes, you know. You built it, you bought it. So for you yourself, you still love the car, the house, or your clothes, but, you know, they got a little dirty. You might have to do a little repair, but you're not going to get rid of it. God not going to throw you away, you know. You might have a situation arising or still arising in your life, and you cause that trouble, or you cause that disagreement, or you cause that situation, and you're not sure that you're still walking in agreement. But because of grace, forget about God, grace. A righteous man can fall 7 times, and God, he will rise him up, bring him back up. Now this fall, amen, is not that you've fallen away from Christ. This fall, because of certain conditions and certain problems arise, maybe you're something like Peter, and you have walked with Christ, but you never have experienced the thing that happened to the economy now. You never experienced this health problem, or you maybe have never been betrayed before. Whatever life had come your way, and you didn't realize that you need to put all your weight, all your cares in Christ and follow him. You're so used to being in control all the time, but now you got to lean and depend on someone else, someone else teaching, or somebody else experience. And you decide, the church is all right, but that is not, we're not talking about the assembly. This is a new lifestyle. Jesus brought us a lifestyle. He brought us a new and living way. Hebrews said he brought us a new and living way. We got the love. We got the care. We got to be subject to Jesus, the God word, as a little child. You can say, if a person coming to me, you know, except we be as little children. And, you know, children, if you watch children, they'll fight today, but tomorrow, even sometime the next 25 minutes or less, they're ready to play with each other again. They be forgot about the situation. They don't think about it. It's all ours. You know, it's over. And what Jesus say do, we'll do it. When you tell your child, okay, I want you to do such and such. Okay, mom and daddy, all right. Well, come on now. I want you to do it. Okay, go do it. And, you know, you can go back now, and you can go back to your plan, go back to whatever. They're back and forth. Unless we become as children, that means what, being obedient, and when the Holy Spirit lead us, or guide the word of God, you know, we can walk in agreement with God. It's nothing there. There's nothing there hidden. Are we trying to mix up, you know, to walk with Christ? When you try to mix the doctrine of what the enemy have taught in the beginning, what you say that you are an island, you know, man is an island, you can live for yourself, live by yourself, and you're going to find yourself in those areas with self. In the beginning of time, that's what happened when Lucifer, the son of the morning, he got evicted from heaven. Because he decided, and there's a great debate theologically, you can write your thesis on this or your doctrine on this, about when does sin creep in, you know. But here, we find ourselves that, well, the economy, this, I can't see tomorrow. I can't visualize what's going to happen next week. And here come that spirit of confusion, loneliness, or depression come, and we forget. You know, in your first walk, in the first 4 or 5 years, God told us to put on the whole armor of God. God told us that, you know, come out from among them, you know, develop a new circle, touch not, handle not unclean things. God told us what to believe in him, make him Lord, follow his teaching, follow after him, and he won't destroy your life now. He won't destroy your life, but he make it better. He prepares you, and he prepared us for what's happening. If you want to call, if you like to press 1 on your phone, wherever you are, and I could make a comment about how you feel that you're still in agreement with God, and express that, we'd like to have you express yourself. Share with us, If you have something that you just want to discuss, and it is pertaining to biblical words and encouragement, you can also do so at 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. We would like to have you make your comments anytime you would like to. In this, we are the Doctrine of Truth, and we're looking to have grassroots conversations that would encourage and upbuild others, and that's what we're here for, to reach out and to upbuild and encourage you that God is still alive. Say, God is Jesus. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Word of God, and God is the Word, and they are one. They are one. 1 John 5 and 7. Say, there's three that bear witness in heaven, the Word, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, the Spirit. They are one. They are one. So they can't be separate. They can't be separate. The functions are different. And why? Because, look, He is God. He's Almighty God. He's omnipotent. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. He's all-powerful. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He created the earth, and we're going to have to depend on Him. We're going to have to depend on Him to when we leave here for eternal life. When we leave here, He's going to be the one. He's going to be the one that's going to give us that eternal life. Yes, we have a caller. You can go ahead. We have a caller online. Caller, you're welcome. Express yourself. Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Ella Pickens.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, man.
God bless you.
I was just listening on your show on my way home. That's a beautiful subject, that being in agreement with God. All of us get to the promised land.
Uh-huh.
We have to be in agreement with Him.
Okay.
So he is the way to the Father, to the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
And I just thank God, you know, He accepts us, you know, for who we are, you know.
Right. Right.
And He brought a change to us.
Uh-huh.
So we have to, you know, give it all to Him. Even though, you know, we want to do it on our own, and many times we have tried on our own.
Yes, yes.
But we soon find out that we can't do it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
We need to trust and believe in God for all things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why He says, seek Him. You know?
Right.
And don't put your trust in man, but in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's why we have to be in agreement with Him.
Okay. All right. All right, God bless you. Man of God, we appreciate your calling. And very true, very true. We are in the family of Christ. And order, Hebrews talk about the fourth chapter, let us come boldly into the throne of grace. And when you know you're in agreement with Him, you begin to talk and to share, and you begin to... And you can see, okay, we have another caller. We have another caller. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Bishop Fudis, Brother Hester. I'm getting ready to start my Bible class here. We have on Friday evening, but I did want to call in and just say that one of the discussions we was having, that man is seemed to be more bent on now on reading, writing the rules, instead of going by the rules that God has set up since the beginning of time, man now find that he won't rewrite the rules. And everything that God has established, man now feels like he's got the right to go in and rewrite it. And it's basically with the family, because this small group of people in their ways just want to rewrite the whole rules for the world.
Right.
And it seemed like one ministry or organization after another, or our Supreme Court, it got to make a decision on something that has already been established.
Right.
And a small group of people now just want everyone to go along with what they want. And I just think the world is getting so, what's wrong is get accepted for right now, and right is giving in to what is wrong.
Right, right. All right, we appreciate you calling. Man of God, God bless you tonight. We're praying that you have a wonderful study. And it's very true, very true. And Jesus speak of these times, in the last days, be many. Many are going to fall away, but their wickedness was in the land. And when the time that God told Moses to build the ark, and he was speaking to Moses, man, heart, and man, everything he thought of, he was doing it. He began to do it, and there was no stopping. And the situation was about, well, God said that he repented that he made man because of the fact that it was no rules, no situations, no documentations, that which was the enemy, you know, projecting those things to the human race and involving new things and new attitudes. And God told Moses, you know, I want you to build me an ark because I want to save. I want to save some. And that's very important. We have to understand that God is concerned. Where sin abound, God grace much more abound. Regardless of what goes on in the land, whatever situation happening in the land, God graces much more. So regardless of what you're going through, look like the world is falling down, no, not around God's people. But you can see it, you understand it, but you got peace into it. And all we have to do is continue to lean and depend on him. So the ultimate goal of why we accepted Christ, and we must continue to keep that focus, the ultimate goal that we have eternal life. We have eternal life. Regardless of what seem things here and there, God, through his son, Jesus Christ, he is still alive. He's still alive. He's not dead. So the ultimate goal, all the time, God is not going to break his agreement because it's a covenant agreement. His covenant agreement is in the blood. It's in the blood. It's a blood covenant. It's a cut covenant, you know, in the blood, where they might be having tattoos, people are doing tattoos, and they have the blood. But no, God put blood, his son, gave his life. He gave his life. Can you imagine that his son gave his life to anyone that would believe? Why he gave his life, if anyone will accept why he gave his life, and totally say, okay, now I'm beginning to trust. The more you trust in him, the more you begin to see and it become a more illumination to you that, wow, he is what he say he is. Situation arise here and there, but God has a way to draw us, to help us, and to show us that he cares. That was a man in the Bible, in the book of Acts, concerning Cornelius. He was from the Italian band, and he served and he loved God with all his heart and his household. And the Bible began to say how he was a devout man. Acts 10. Let me read a portion here. There were, Acts chapter 10, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. And he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming unto him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send him to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Now, notice in the beginning here about being in agreement with God. Cornelius, he was a devout man. He feared God, and with his house he gave, he helped the poor, the needy, and all his house was worshiping, a worshiper of God. They prayed to God. They helped people. They worked in, if I can say now, they worked in the community. You might could say they was, they were good stewards of God's money and willing to help people. And there was, people recognized them as God people because of the work that they did and how they carried themselves and how they would pray. And God came to them through a vision. God sent an angel and began to lead them into the fullness through one of his apostles, chief apostle Peter. He sent for him. He came to his house and began to discuss, you know, the new provision, the new covenant God had given man through his son, had died on the cross, and began to talk to them about being filled with the Spirit of God, begin to get this new power, to get this new hunger. You know, when you begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness, the Bible said, you shall be filled. When a person come after Christ and they begin to want to help others, you know, and begin to pray and ask God, their inner man begin to change there. Their heart becomes soft towards conditions and directions of humanity. God had blessed them to do more. They help people more. Somebody going to come and be in their way and give them maybe a track, maybe give them a song and a hymn, explain to them about the Son, God's Son, Jesus Christ, about being, you know, having the fullness of God, the full joy of God, the full assurance of God. And this is what happened to Cornelius. When God showed him the vision, why he wanted to go him to go talk to this man, and he also, God even revealed to his servant Peter, I want you to meet Cornelius. I want you to go talk to Cornelius. I know it's a race problem. He's a Jew, and you a Gentile. I know that. You a Jew, and he's a Gentile. I know that, but I want you to go talk to this man because he worshiped me. He talked to me. And you know, when we begin to be in agreement with God, that's some of the lines that we're going to have to cross. We're going to have to, regardless of whoever they are, what problem they may have, if they worship God, God begin to tell them, take them tracks. Let them know about Jesus Christ. Let them know that, hey, Jesus Christ will forgive you of your sin. Let them know, I'm sorry, whatever you have gone through or whatever you decide the world going to be, Jesus Christ love you, God love you, but here is a better and a new way. And people are hungering and thirsting after God. They might go after other little idols, they might go after other fallen gods and worship all kind of occult groups and situations, be involved. Birds of the air and things of the flesh, because they're seeking. They are really seeking. And is for us as Christians, we'd be totally in agreement with God. We have to go out. We have to go somewhere. And in our daily walk, you might be in an environment, you might be the only Christian there. You might be the only one there. You might be the only one in your family that have accepted Christ. And you stay in agreement with God. God want to what? Whosoever will, he say, let them come. Whosoever will, let them come. Let them come. Let them come. Taste of the water of life freely. When we begin to taste and hunger, and we come to Christ, and we begin to hunger, and that taste of the word, and we begin to taste and see, and they begin to hunger and thirst, and that hunger is not going to stop until they get the real truth. They get the real information. You know, and the more, you know, just like eating a piece of cake that you really wanted, some ice cream that you really care for, and you find yourself, say, oh, I got to have more. and you find yourself traveling more and more and more, writing more, maybe listening to stories and radio stations and different things like this, because that hunger and that thirsting is there. I mean, you know, as a babe cannot handle the full plate of solid food. It might need soft food. So, you know, stations and programs like this where you can really be bringing down and have share with others and others share with you, you know, you begin to hunger and you get understanding about God does really love you. He want to be in agreement with you. You are in agreement with him. And you begin to work at it, and somebody come and say, well, you know what, Cornelius, God got a, he have a deeper walk with him. He has a deeper blessing he wants you to have. If you were kind of in shadow, you know, going along shadowly, and things can shake you, because this is a time, the Bible speaks of this is the time, quicks and, you know, all these things in dire places and wars and rumors of wars, and you have diseases everywhere. The Bible said these are the times of sorrow. The days of Noah and Lot, these are these times. You know, these are these times. Ecclesiastes speaks of that wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. But the perfect of them are all, you know, wisdom give understanding. So wisdom is a defense. Education is a defense. The more you learn about God, you can defend yourself. The more you learn about Christ, the more you begin to seek after knowing that you really understand that God cares about every condition that you go through. Look at the world. That he created the world, but he allows different seasons to come because they help replenish the world. He helped replenish the world. We have the different seasons. It helped replenish the world. You ever thought about it? God has the winter. He has the winter, the spring, the summer, and the fall. If you ever thought about it, these things that, you know, God created. He created a life cycle, you know, for the human man to live. You ever thought about it? These things that goes on. Take time. Let's take a step back sometime and just wait. Take a breath, you know, and just say, wait, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit down and read the Bible. I'm going to go to church somewhere. I know people have been passing out tracts. They've been asking me to come and go. I'm going to take my time out, and I'm going to go visit. I'm going to go visit. I'm going to go seeking. The Bible says, seeking you'll find, knocking the door will be open. And sometimes you just might need to be in fellowship with somebody. Go, just be among those biblical teachers and be among, you know, Bible study and worshiping services and hearing the word. You remember many years ago how you used to. Maybe you're still doing it now. You're carrying on gathering and going to, you know, I had to go to different sports, big tournaments, and you spend time, a big concert, you spend time, a big meetings and conventions. It wasn't godly, but now you got a chance to take that same direction. But you know, seek after the word of God. Seek out assemblies of God. Seek out assemblies of fellowship and go to these conventions and be invited. Spend your time and go out, be in places where you know men and women are of faith, the one that believe in the true and living God. Let's seek after that. And this also reinforces and give you more reassurance that you're still in agreement. You're still in grief. We can fall down. Things can knock you down. Your health, disappointment, things can knock you down. And you find that sometimes, that, well, I thought I couldn't make it. And you don't realize last year you made it, but how you made it, God help you. All right, we have a little time left. We have a caller. If you'd like to press 1, your call wherever you are. If not, we have 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. If you'd like to share with us, we have a little time left, why you feel you're still in agreement. Maybe you feel that you have left an agreement. But God is still, he's still on the throne. He's still caring for you. And when he forgives you of your sins and he cares for you and you find yourself in situations and conditions, think about grace. Grace says you can fall down and God help you to get up. That's what grace is all about. Jesus was walking this earth, and he knows, he understands all our conditions, all our trials, and all our problems. And we just have to be careful about the warfare, this warfare dealing with the mind. The mind always bring up old things. The spirit is new. You're starting all over again, but you have to renew your mind. You have to get more knowledge, and the knowledge of him. He kept you. He walked with you. He cared for you. Jesus was human. He was human. Yes, he was. God in the flesh. He walked among us and talked among us. He came. God invested in his son. He knows all about us. So the more you give yourself to him, the more you give yourself and come out of that old way, because of the fact that we try to mix up. If you try to mix up God and the world, is not going to work. You try to mix up. So, well, I know now, I trusted God so far, and now I'm not sure. No, you're gonna fail. But you put God in everything. You know, you vent to him, you pray to him, you take time and read your Bible, and be in part of fellowship, and be out and take, you know, invest in timing, being around other people. You might have to evaluate your circle of friends. Do they study the Bible? Are they willing to give you positive input? Are you in a place where you can share back and forth? If not, that's what the assembly is about. That's what the church is about, going out, getting away, getting out. We're there, and God is there. And you just have to try. Taste, the Bible says, taste and see. Taste and see. You have to try him. You have to try him. Remember, the ultimate goal of building up our faith, Jude said in the book of Jude, we build up our faith praying in the Holy Ghost, praying. If you don't know no more, then you love Jesus, you love Christ, and you know, situation around, let's go somewhere and pray. Pray for yourself. Put Bible tapes on. Put gospel tapes on. Listen to songs. Just build a surrounding to yourself. Because you know what? Somebody watching you, and they dependent on you. They dependent on you. And God won't put no more on you that you can't bear. No, he won't. He won't put no more on you that you can't bear. And sometimes it takes a little situations or trials and tribulation to pull us out of our old way, our old man, and knowledge now. Because once you become born again, your spirit become born again, you become a whole noble new. You're not tied to anything anymore. Like Romans 8 said, you're not tied to it. You don't have to do this anymore. You don't have to use your hands for ungodliness, neither your mind or your mouth to talk things. No, you become new. You become born again. But that mind, Paul said, we got to renew our mind. We got to renew our mind. And I always speaks of that. And Paul was saying that put on the whole armor of God, the shield of faith. The faith, things that come up in your mind, you say, no, hold on now, stop. You know how you're dealing with stress? You had these little cliches, little remarks about it, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't be worried about it. You know, things that you can't change. Don't worry about that. Leave that alone. Handle or do your best in things that you able to do, and leave the rest to God. The song say, let go and let God. That's one of the things. Don't sweat the small stuff. Leave it alone. leave it alone. Do the best you can. Do the best you can possible. Then you say, well, Lord, it's in your hands. It's in your hands. He'll be with you, and you know what? You'll find peace. You'll find peace in those situations. You know, step back. Sometimes we can just stop and meditate over problems, over situation, over the word, and our mind can calm down. You know, meditate on God's word. Keep the word of God in your mind fresh, a song and a hymn and a spiritual song, you know, and your mind will come down. You can come down. Yes. We're about closing. If you would like to make a remark, if you would like to call in, 1-347-215-8816. Or you just punch 1 on your phone there. We'd be glad to hear your remarks about something that you're going through. But most of all, remember, Jesus said, I won't leave you. He'd invested so much in you. He invested so much in you. This is a long race. This is a race for eternity. And this race, at the end of the race, the way you started out, the way you're going to end up. But God wants you to grow as you go. He wants you to grow like the grass. The grass is getting a little water today. You know, the sun is shining, wherever you are, whatever season you're in, but the earth is still here. We thought with all the floods and earthquakes, it was the end. No, it's not the end. Long as God lives, it's not the end. And what he said he was going to do? Give us eternal life. That's what brought you to being a Christian, or that's what's pulling you towards the real and living God. The eternal life. Eternal life. That's the whole final picture. We're going to live again. Yes. Yes, God has invested so much in this world. He knows. God knows when the end is going to come. He's trying to get all he can out of this investment. He invested his son, getting all he can get. And he would have took us all out, but he's leaving you here, leaving me here, for we can just live, and they watch you and they're watching us, how we're going through, we're struggling, but yet and still, every now and then we smile. Every now and then we get a smile. Every now and then we get a song. You know, every now and then you wake up and say, thank God. It might sound selfish, but thank God you're alive. Father, we thank you that you're alive. And we're walking in agreement. He's so powerful. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. And he can take the little that we have, make much, once we give it to him. In closing, I pray that you would give all your life to him in every situation. Let him be Lord of the have and the have-nots. That you don't have, you do have, but make him Lord, because we're going to a better place. We're going to a better place. St. John 14, Jesus said, I'm going to let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions, and that's where we're going. That's where we're going. You got a better house, no floods, no hurricanes, no thieves, no shooting, no killing, no death, no ambulances, you know, all these different things. Be a lot of agency out of business up there. So where are we going? It's a better life. But while we are here, that's what we're about. That's what Blog Talk Radio is about being here, living here on this earth, and being and utilizing what God has given us. Utilize prayer. Put prayer in action. Put prayer in action. You know, vent to God. Talk to him. He would love for you to share with him what he already knows in your heart. But it helps you. If you like to call, I mean, if you like to write to us, P.O. Box 2588, Tamarite, Florida, 33320. If you want to go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. If you like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com, Jesus Christ International Ministries.inc. As we always said, God bless you. Glad to have you. I have a prayer that this message will strengthen you and help you. And Father, heal them and build them up. Oh God, let your words stay down in their heart. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Remember, he lives that we can see tomorrow. God bless you.